going to talk now about an issue to do with land zoning. And this is the government's new residential zoned land tax, and confirmation coming through that functional farms will be exempt from it. Deputy Michael Healy-Ray is with me on the line. Deputy Healy-Ray, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry, and to you and your listeners. And I'm glad to have the opportunity to explain exactly what is happening, because I was the person from Kerry who first raised this with the Taoiseach. And in fairness to the Taoiseach, as you know, Jerry, I'm clinically fair about my politics. When a person listens and understands, and the Taoiseach did on that day, he agreed with me when I said that people who are actively farming their land, they shouldn't have to pay a 3% land tax. And he said that the matter would have to be looked at further, but he agreed that it seemed to him to be unfair, and that's the way he worded it in the reply to me on that day inside the Dáil. Now, I'm glad that they have looked at it, and he has confirmed that farmers who are actively farming land, and the word he used was functional farms, and that's fair enough to me, because, Jerry, I'm not in favour of people hoarding anything, whether it's housing or land. So I'm not trying to say that if a person owns land on the edge of a town and it's not being used, and if there's briars growing over the ditch, no problem in the world. We should be encouraging that land to be used. But if you have a person who's farming, minding their own business and making a living for themselves, and I have them in Killarglen, I have them in Killarney, people who are on to me. We have potentially, you know, in the future, we have people in Kinmare, because of the fact that Kinmare at present is exempt, because you can't have development in Kinmare at present anywhere. But other parts of Kerry were being affected, and it was on behalf of those farmers I was standing up. And I'm glad now that he has confirmed, and he even used the words that if primary legislation is needed to amend the law before people actually have to start paying for this next year, that he would do so. And I welcome that, and I thank him for it.
Okay, let me just clarify this, because there's a bit I'm confused about on this from some of the reporting over the weekend. Now, just to explain, the new residential zoned land tax will be introduced early next year. It'll replace the vacant site levy, which I think everyone realises, you know, hasn't worked, and it's got a very poor record of revenue collections. There's a new tax. It'll be self-assessment, but the key difference will be this tax will be collected by the revenue commissioners rather than Kerry County Council. The rate will be applied is 3% of the value of the land. Now, as you mentioned, you've been campaigning, and farming organisations, owners, rural TZ have said, look, the new tax will be very hard for farmers whose land has been zoned as residential and is serviced. Now, this is from a report in the Irish Times on Saturday. It says the new tax has been designed to give no exemption to any farmland that's zoned as residential. So are you fair enough with that, Deputy Healy-Ray, that if your land is zoned residential and it is serviced, then you'll be paying this 3% tax? Is that your understanding?
No, and you see, you use the word confusion, and it's no wonder there is confusion, because even though the Taoiseach said what he said, he didn't clarify it further. Because the main question here by farmers is that, okay, if they're going to be exempt of the tax, does that mean the land has to be dezoned before it will actually be exempt of the tax? And that's where the clarity is needed. But the way I would take this, if you're a functional farmer, if you have green ground, or if you're using your land for farming purposes, that you'll be exempt of the tax. Whatever way that's going to be decided or how it's going to come about, that will have to be decided over the coming weeks and months. Because again, you heard him use the word primary legislation might be required.
Yeah.
Now, we'd have to see what that actual legislation would state. But the main thing for me is that people, it would be completely unsustainable for a farmer to have to pay 3% of his income, of the value of the land as a tax. Like, it just would put a person out of business.
It undoubtedly was. But again, to the story in the Irish Times, it says, you know, nor are there any plans to exempt farmland from the tax. A source told the newspaper that the tax was black and white, and if any category of taxpayer was excluded, it could lead to difficulties in complying with EU state aid rules. Moreover, the purpose of the tax is not to raise revenue, rather as an incentive to build housing on land. As such, added the source, the land that is zoned is deemed to be the most suitable for housing, even if it is being farmed.
Well, whoever wrote that didn't listen to the Taoiseach speaking in the Dáil this week.
As of now, there are no exemptions. So is it your hope from what the Taoiseach said is that exemption will be put in place in the next few weeks in the legislation?
100%. And I mean, he did say that if the law is wrong and if it needs to be changed, to make allowances, and to be fair, whatever good journalist wrote that, they would be factually correct if they hadn't taken into account what was said in the Dáil during the week. So I think that the statement by the Taoiseach passed out what that reporter has said.
Yeah, they were, and in fairness, he did say, look, these people who are not landholders, who are farming, functionally farming land, they're not intended to be the target of the tax.
Exactly. The journalist isn't wrong at all. The journalist, as far as I can see, is factually correct at the time. But it's going to change. And there's one other matter that I'd like to highlight. Last Wednesday night inside in Dáil Éireann was a very important night as far as I'm concerned, because we had numerous very important votes on amendments that were there to do with the 4-day price war that's going on at present with some of our supermarkets, in that the big retailers want our farmers to take the heat for their phony price war that they're putting on, saying that it's for the good of the customers. All those big retailers are interested in is just trying to promote their businesses, and they're not worried about the consumer at the end of the day. They're worried about themselves. But they don't care about the farmers either. And as you know, Jerry, the price of milk has come down. The input cost for farmers in Kerry has gone up enormously, whether it's fertilizer, feed, the electricity even. And again, like I said, the price of milk has come down an awful lot as against last year. And if these big retailers, these foreign national, international conglomerates, if they want to have a price war, and if they want to bring down the cost of milk or butter, great, that's great for the consumer. But if they do so, pay for it themselves. Don't be coming to the farmers who are pressed hard enough at present. And indeed, our Kerry farmers are always in an uphill struggle to try and make a living and trying to keep their family farms going. And if they're going to be involved in a price war, no problem. But pay for it themselves. And the money, the millions that they're taking out of this country, because they don't even bank in this country, they take it away out of here and they bank it elsewhere and they invest it elsewhere. Keep some of those profits to pay for the price war, but don't ask Kerry or Irish farmers to take up the loss that they'll be selling if they're going selling at cost or below cost or whatever they're going to do.
You're saying that needs to be done. Final brief question for you. We're learning again, and we're seeing, I suppose, that we don't need to be told that rents are still high. They may be slowing. We have a situation in Killarney where St Finan's is idle at the moment and nothing, it seems, can be done with it. What would you do? Would you take the preservation order off it? Or what's your view?
100%, because you could take a preservation order off of that building and you could still keep the look and the whole
character.
The character, yes, the good word, the character of the building, you could keep that. But it makes no sense in the world to have a building of that size. We only live once in this world. And even Saturday, Scott's Hotel at my clinic, it was housing, housing, housing. Every clinic came here Saturday night, housing, housing, housing. Tonight I'll be in Dingle, it'll be housing, housing, housing. So we have to do something. And it makes no sense to have a land bank like that. And I'm delighted to see the community hospital going ahead, and I'm glad the minister came there last week. And it's good that we're going to have that. But we need to do more with that land surrounding Finian's and the building itself. And Jerry, there's one thing that has to be tackled, and I want the Kerry people to know this, and I want them to hear this message loud and clear, because it's happening every day, but it has to be highlighted, and the people that are doing it have to be highlighted. We have politicians above in Dáil Éireann who are shouting every day about the lack of housing, and at the same time they've objected to thousands of houses in their own constituencies. Now, that's completely hypocritical to me. And obviously, I won't name names.
Yeah.
We have one PD who has objected to 5,000 homes. We have another opposition spokesperson on housing who's objected to 2,800 houses in his constituency. That doesn't make sense. We should all be putting our shoulder to the wheel. I will compliment any and every politician who does genuine work with regard to housing and providing it. But I won't compliment or clap on the back people who are shouting about we need houses and then they're objecting to houses at the same time.
Okay.
That makes no sense.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. It's Deputy Michael Healy-Ray on the line. If you have a view on what he had to say on that matter, and with regards to the zoned land tax, it seems it, you know, the Taoiseach has made a clear indication, all to be played for on the specifics of that one, though, in terms of what's farmland and what isn't farmland, what's zoned residential, what's serviced, and maybe in the edge of a town. One of our listeners getting in touch with us on that says there are fields all around our towns. These lands are not farmed. The people that own them are not farmers. They need to be taxed to get them into uses, because that is land hoarding. Another listener gets in touch with us on the programme at 066 712 3666. Keep your views coming into us on that. Lots more, including Kerry's newest rose, selected last night in Killarney, next.